I'll meet ya.
My name is Michael, and I am going to run a 5K. And this is the second installment in a series of episodes where I'm talking about my progress in training for my first 5K with hopes of documenting my progress on that and to not only encourage others to maybe do the same, but to help keep myself motivated as I do this. If you missed the first installment, you can find the episode on iTunes under the Superman and Batman feed. That's a podcast that I also produce, and I'm moving them on that feed just to save myself the work of setting up a new feed. But if you aren't on iTunes, then head on over to greatkrypton.com where you'll find a page with a direct link to the previous episode, as well as this one and, down the road, future episodes. So, one thing I forgot to mention last time was that I talked about my schedule, you know, where I run 3 days a week, usually Sunday, Monday, and Friday, and how one day, typically Wednesday, was serving as sort of a flex day, where I could run if the schedule allowed, but that it wasn't a, you know, quote-unquote required part of the training. And as an aside, I feel really weird calling this training. I know that by definition, that's what it is, but whenever I use that word, I feel like I'm being, I don't know, pretentious about it. You know, oh, I'm training. Yes, yes. But anyway, originally, Wednesday, or that flex day, was intended to be a cross-training day where I would likely try to ride my bike or, you know, whatever. But researching more, I discovered that while getting out and doing some kind of physical activity isn't necessarily a hindrance, there seemed to be a difference of opinions on whether biking or swimming or whatever would actually help specifically with training for a 5K. It works different muscles and is just a different kind of activity. So I decided to forgo that and just focus on running, which so far I think has worked out better anyway. Before I update on where I am since the last installment, I had a couple firsts just days after that installment in that I encountered another runner. Going out at night, it was rare for me to pass anyone. I mean, yeah, I would see vehicles and on the road and such, but an actual mobile under their own power runner was, or even someone out walking was pretty rare. Normally, I would have gone out of my way to avoid him, but he caught me on the corner, so I didn't see him, and then there was that awkward moment of, you know, do I say hello, do I just keep on running, whatever I do. So, trying to be cordial, I said hello as we passed, and he said nothing. So there was that. But anyway, oh, later that same night, as I was heading back home, this old, rusty, beat-up piece of junk pickup truck passed by, and a voice, likely a female or a pubescent boy, screamed, well, I'm not going to repeat what it screamed at me, but it rhymes with duck foo. So I'm like, yeah, thanks for that. So anyway, how am I doing? I'm going to be straight up. The past couple weeks have been more discouraging. Mostly on the physical aspects. As I said in the last installment, I moved to the third phase of training 2 weeks ago today, or yeah, today as you hear this. The first two times went fine, and even better than I expected. The third was more of a struggle, but I hadn't had the best dinner. The fourth night was even worse, but I'd eaten a really late dinner that night and just didn't have the energy because it was the end of the week. But still, you know, all things considered, the first week went okay. And then Saturday came, or more specifically, Saturday night, wherein Michael made an error in judgment that resulted in him not sleeping well. I was tossing and turning for pretty much the entire night. I just couldn't fall asleep. I nodded off here and there, but probably only got, you know, at most an hour of sleep, maybe an hour and a half, but probably not even that much. Finally, by 6:30, I was just over it, so I got up. As I said, I've been wanting to switch to morning runs for reasons that I explained last time, and I hadn't done it in the previous week because of just some other reasons, some other stuff that went on. So I figured, you know, I was awake, now is as good a time as any. So I got up and I ran, and, you know, all things considered, it really wasn't that bad. I mean, I'd had virtually no sleep, so it's unfair to say, oh, I was miserable, even though I was. But, you know, it went okay. Monday, after I'd had a pretty decent night of sleep, it was a little better, but still not great. I made the entire run, but still not feeling like I'd want to spend, you know, more than 3 miles in that condition. Wednesday was okay, but I'd slept in a little bit because I was off Tuesday and Wednesday. And I'd actually gone to bed earlier than normal on Tuesday night as well. And then Friday, I ran again, my fourth night of the week, or fourth time of the week, and it was probably the worst outing I've had since starting this season. I made it, but I was completely and utterly miserable. And to make matters worse, as I was heading home, you know, on the cool-down portion, this little blonde, I don't know how old she was, maybe 22, 23, whatever. But she goes running by all peppy and full of energy, and here I am, you know, trudging along, feeling like a 75-year-old man. So, let me tell you, that was a big self-confidence booster in a way that is none whatsoever. But anyway, the morning runs, they haven't been bad. I'm going to enjoy them more than I thought I would, but I just need to figure out how to get over this hurdle of the morning exhaustion. Now, granted, Sunday and even Monday were exceptions, but I'm generally discouraged by it. Wednesday didn't go as well as it probably should have, and then, like I said, Friday was very, very disappointing. It really feels like I'm starting over on the training, and I know some of that is to be expected, because I'm not only doing this, what is to me a pretty big physical thing, but I'm also making a significant change in my schedule. But I just don't know how to get there. Tomorrow, or today, by the time you hear this, I'm starting on phase 4 of the training, which, like the jump from 2 to 3, is another big step. And I'm kind of a bit unsure how that's going to go. Overall, I'm just not feeling as confident as I was last time. I'm just not sure, like I said, how to get over that hurdle of the morning run. The good news is, the morning runs, I think, will go a long way towards helping the dietary issues that I mentioned last time. This week, what I've done is, you know, I get up, I run, and then I come home, and I have some cereal and some fruit, and I feel really good at that point. Really better than on the days when I haven't been doing that. I have my cereal, a small snack when I go to work, and then I try to eat a decent dinner, which is nice because, you know, no matter when I eat dinner, as I said last time, sometimes I eat pretty late due to the nature of my job, which is fine because that's just the way it is. But no matter when I eat, I feel like I can eat a solid dinner and not have to worry about it interfering with my run that night. So, you know, there is some good that has come over the last couple weeks. I'm still working on the music playlist. It's up to about 35 minutes now, and the order of songs is nearly perfect. I want to get one or two more songs in it, but I could go with it as is if needed. I'm really kind of particular about this playlist, and maybe giving it far more attention than necessary, but I found that it really does help keep my energy up during the run and to have it playing, opposed to podcasts, which I'm still listening to those some days, but I've found the days with the music, it really is, it just keeps my energy going a lot more than the podcasts. But that's all I've got. As I said last time, these are going to be quick episodes. And, about 10 minutes or so. This one's going to go a little longer, which is fine. But, 10, 15-minute episodes. I do want to thank those of you who sent your congrats on attempting this. I got an email that I want to read. And this comes from the illustrious Professor Allen, who, along with his daughter Emily, are responsible for all the shows on the Relatively Geeky Podcast Network, which you can find at relativelygeeky.blogspot.com. And Alan also is part of the panel on the Book Guys show, which you can find at bookguys.ca. But Alan writes, "Congratulations on starting the 5K preparation process and for podcasting about it. Whatever we listeners can do to provide accountability and encouragement, let us know. My wife and Emily and I just did our first 5K a few days ago. I say did because we did not run. My wife and I walked, and Emily jogged/ran. But, she's young. I have one piece of advice for you based on our very little experience with 5Ks. Check out the specific course you'll be running on. I prepped for my 5K walk by walking around the neighborhood, which would have been great prep if the course had actually been flat and paved. But this event took place on the trails at a park and included way more hills and inclines than my suburban neighborhood. And there was as much walking on grass and loose gravel than there was on nice paved surfaces. In terms of encouragement, your time will definitely beat mine. I finished literally very close to last place. I beat the mom pushing the stroller and one guy who pulled a muscle and limped the last mile hanging on to his wife. Most everyone else, and I mean most everyone else, crushed me. But this was our first event, and everyone in the family are simply using our times from this year's event as benchmarks for how much we've improved when we do it again next year. Keep up the good work, Professor Allen." And thank you very much, Allen, for writing in. I'd love to hear from more people, but it's great to hear from another, quote-unquote, first-timer. Allen, nearly last place or not, you did it. You finished, and that's important. A lot of people have never even done that much. So don't put yourself down for where you finished. Just keep in mind that you did finish. I have checked out the course, just to see where I'd be running, and it's all through city streets, so there's not any unusual terrain to worry about. But that is great advice, though, and not something that I had considered beforehand. All of my training, like yours, Alan, is on streets and sidewalks here where I live. But I know enough that I know that running on gravel or grass is different than pavement. So that's definitely something to keep in mind for others thinking about running a race, whether it be a 5K or a 10K or whatever. So thank you very much, Alan. Good work on, like I said, good work on finishing the 5K and good luck on working towards next year's event. Be sure to let me know how it goes. I also was talking to my friend Sean Engel, who produces the Just One of the Guys podcast, along with other shows that can be found over at twotruefreaks.com. And the question of time came up, and I realized I didn't talk about this on the last installment, but my objective here in this 5K is to just run. I don't have a time objective in mind. I know I'll finish one way or the other, but what I'm focusing on right now is just being able to run the entire distance. Once I get that under my belt, then I'll focus on improving my time for future, future races. I don't know, maybe that's not the best way to go about it, but that's what I'm doing. If anybody has any advice one way or another, be sure to write in. But I think that's it for this installment, though. Again, if you have comments or want to share your 5K advice or experience like Alan did, or if you have a question for me, feel free to email in at michael@greatkrypton.com. I am not by any means an expert. As I said, this is my first 5K, and I'm learning as I go here. But I'll be happy to share what I've learned in my very short time working on this. But thanks very much for listening. I'll check in again in a couple weeks and let you know how things are going, hopefully with a much more upbeat report. That's all I've got for now, though, so I will talk to you all next time.